evening, family.
Welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, a bi-weekly podcast by myself, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel, and tell them who you are.
I'm Marcus, also known as Marcus.
And Tank.
And Tank.
And Big Tank.
Big Tank, Big Marcus. Y'all call me a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it ain't too godly, but it's all good. It's all good. I own up to it.
We are husband and wife of almost 12 years, boyfriend and girlfriend of 14, and this podcast revolves around relationships, parenting, pop culture, politics, whatever's on our mind.
All that jazz.
We gonna hit it. We gonna come to it.
Topics y'all bring up. Y'all want to hear us talk about something?
Absolutely. Every single bit of it. So
yeah, the last two, they were kind of heavy. Or the last one.
Last two,
yeah. So we gonna lighten it up by, as far as I know, before we started recording, we just gonna completely wing this.
I got something in mind.
Oh, okay, she got something in mind.
I always got something in mind. If this is your first time listening to us, first of all, thank you for coming over.
We appreciate that.
We love new people. We love the people that's been with us since day one. But one thing that we would love for you to do, and we'll love you even more, is if you go ahead and follow this podcast and rate it, it makes us more discoverable.
Absolutely. And tell somebody about it.
Share us. We are on.
I feel like we have a lot to offer.
We do. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. The visual of this is up on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel. And you can follow, oh my goodness, this section is actually going to be different. You can follow me on social media at That Chick Angel TV on YouTube.
And guess that Chick, what?
I'm not done. I still got to get out all my stuff. That Chick Angel on Instagram, That Chick Angel on Facebook, and then on Twitter, I am Angel the Actress. Baby, tell them where they can find you.
Hey, other than Black Planet and LinkedIn, y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram.
Yes.
Hit me up, y'all.
Courtesy of Kev on stage.
Kev on stage. That's what he tagged me as, Marcus Ain't on the Gram, before I had an account. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I'll make that in my account. So
he was like, no, you're not actually making that your tag. I said, yep, that's it. It's just a lot easier just to go with something that's already there. So you guys, again, thank you all for coming over. So we like to start off every segment with what's grinding our gears, as well as what's got us feeling good. I've got to come up with a better name. I hate grinding gears, but it just makes sense right now. But I'm going to come up with something else. But Marcus, what is grinding your gears this week in the beginning, the month of February, Black History Month? Happy Black History Month, everyone.
Absolutely.
What is grinding your gears?
Something that's grinding my gears. Actually, today, it always has, but today it really hit a nerve. Fax machines. I was supposed to put that on my IG. Why are people still using fax machines? And this ain't just like mom and pop businesses. This is like insurance companies, medical companies, doctor's offices. Like, really? Y'all want me to send a fax? Y'all want me to take this form that's electronic, transfer it into paper form, print it out, and then fax it to you so you can print it out? Like, that's stupid.
Now, isn't there such thing as an electronic fax where it can just...
It's called an email. It's that simple. Email. Scan it.
I guess
on the printer it says scan and send to. I can send it to my email and email it to you, or I can just send it straight to your email. Why are we still faxing?
I guess because there's less chance of something being intercepted.
Send me this electronic telegram. What you mean intercepted?
I mean, with faxes, I'm guessing there's a less chance of things getting intercepted, or like any confidential information being
ain't nothing leaked. How many phone taps have you heard of? I'm sitting there sending this fax today,
can't look at a fax.
I think
a
they
phone
can intersect. It's just a phone line. I'm sitting there watching it saying dialing. Really, you dialing? The fax machine is dialing. Like, we in the age of where it's still dialing. Come on,
yes,
we got FaceTime. We got on cell phones. I can send a PDF through my smartphone. Email, I can print from my smartphone. Why am I still faxing? That's stupid. Like, if you got a fax machine at work, pour water on it. We're gonna start a worldwide ban and just get rid of these things.
I mean,
Telegram coming from. And then on top of it, like, they had to send the fax for us. It was something Angel was doing for the kids. And on the email that she sent me, it said on the cover letter of the fax cover letter. I'm like, don't nobody have fax cover letters. You mean I'm going to take Sharpie and write on a blank sheet of paper? This is stupid. I could have put a title on the subject line of the email, sent that over.
It is frustrating.
That set me off. That's like, in case y'all can't tell, I had a A lot of stuff going on today, but that.
I was irritated when I called and they said, yeah, just fax it over. I was hoping they were going to say,
I wish they told me that. They should have told me to fax it.
I mean, it almost made, I almost rather had sent it, like drove to them and just gave it to
them. Yeah. It'd probably be quicker because like 15 minutes later, the it spit out the thing saying it was confirmed or it actually sent. So this is ridiculous.
It was very agitating. What's grinding my gears also happened today. So I had a business meeting and the business meeting paid for me to have a lift to go to the location. Well, my girlfriend Brisha, she was helping me while I was here because I was trying to put on my eyelashes and get myself looking nice.
Poor Brisha always means well.
No, and she was just like, you want to do a Luxe Black because it's saying it's free, you know, because we had put in the code that they gave me to do a free lift. And I was like, I mean, either one. She She was like, stone.
Would you have a Bentley come pick you up, dude, in a tux?
A big old Suburban. He opened up the door for me like it
did
was.
Did it have the reverse seats in it in the back where you could face each other like you set it off like that?
No, but I did feel really good pulling up in it. I was like, this is so nice. So then when I had to leave to come back and I went to go back into the lift code, I didn't realize we used up all the money.
Funds depleted.
To get there in the black. So I had to get into the raggediest lift car. I'm telling you, the side mirrors were duct tape on. I was like, I don't even think you're allowed.
You had a Lyft driver that's a side, has another side hustle as a mechanic. He was actually fixing that car and got pinged to come pick you up.
No, he'd be drag racing and he just had too many accidents. And then the seat that I was in the back seat, it was loose. It was like, you know.
Yeah, it's because he got to take it out from racing.
Oh my God.
Or he was still fixing it. He just like, let's put them two screws in there. We can go pick his chick up.
Needless to say, I was very car sick. As soon as I got home, I threw up everywhere. Well, in the trash, not everywhere, but it was very painful. It took me out. That's the reason why I didn't think we were going to get this shot tonight, because I had to sleep it off. I had to sleep for like 90 minutes to get my life together. I'm still not all the way together, but I know he means well, and he needed, you know, he's obviously working to make money, but God dang, I was like, oh.
Did you leave him a rating? Does Lyft do that?
You can leave a rating for everybody. I don't rate folk most of the time unless they're terrible.
That ain't right. You got to rate people, Angel.
No, I don't.
We're going to look up your, I tell you, I usually take Uber.
It's probably like 4.7. This probably ain't good.
4.7?
Yeah, I was told that that's bad today. Like you're sliding into the, he said.
Like a 5 is perfect, right?
Right. He's like 4.7. You're doing something wrong. You need to be at least at a 4.8. I was like, I don't care. Pick me up. So what's got you in a good mood?
Coming to the realization of, how can I word this? Realizing my confidence, you know, like trying to get my confidence up and getting it there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's got me in a good mood.
Good.
Like forcing myself to be confident in things that I would normally not be confident in.
That makes me happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, I'm just like, I've been happy. Because I was like, if this was me talking to somebody else, let me talk to myself the same way. Like, you know, treat yourself the way you would treat other people when like trying to motivate them. But if I was close enough to me, I'd be like, what do you do? What do you mean? Like, quit being stupid. Like, go handle your business.
The way you be talking to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I be building you up all the time. But yeah, you got to be able to.
Yeah, you got to believe it. Yeah. And that's what I'm starting to.
You don't believe in what I be saying to you?
No, I do believe it. I don't really believe it in myself all the time. Like a lot of, I feel like it's like a problem a lot of people have. I know I have it a lot of times. I seem like I'm walking with confidence, but it's not always there. And like past couple of days, I'm like, no, I got like whatever I want to do, I can do it.
Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, I guess it comes and goes. I don't know. I feel like mid last year, I was like, you can't tell me nothing. And it kind of like filtered away like the gas ran out. So yeah, I think I refueled past couple of days.
I mean, people, it's life. So obviously sometimes it waxes and wanes, especially as our goals begin to shift. So like once we achieve a goal or we see that we're achieving a goal, it's real easy to be like, yeah. And then once we have raised the bar again, sometimes it's just like, wait a second.
It's like the new level, new devil type thing.
Yeah.
You know, once the opposition, you know, throws something at you that you weren't prepared for, it might knock your confidence level down a little bit. But Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm feeling good about.
I mean, this is not what I feel good about, but to piggyback off what you're saying, me and Marcus had just had a conversation prior to pressing record on this of a meeting that I was in with three other people whose numbers as far as in social media dwarf my numbers. I mean, a lot of people's numbers dwarf my numbers. And I had to talk to myself, like internally, quietly in my head, not to start feeling like crap being around these folk, because they're talking about numbers that I'm just like, oh my, if I
had that ain't those, real.
No, I knew it was real, yeah, but nah. Like these were like, they were talking about the numbers they don't like to see. And I'm like, if I saw those numbers, you couldn't tell me nothing.
Like, you're trying to get to where they don't like.
But then I had to look at myself and I was like, but you in the room with these people. Like, yeah, you were right invited to do what they're doing. So I had to remember that the favor of the Lord is what's more important than the numbers that validate.
That's the other thing I realized is like favor.
Yeah.
Like regardless of who is opposing me, they don't know my favor.
Amen.
And I do.
Come on. Say something. Preach about it.
Not for real. I've been.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had many mountains placed in front of me and I have conquered all of them.
Okay.
For the most part.
Amen.
Either went around, went over or through.
Come on.
And ain't nothing but
come on, testify. Testify.
No, for real though. It's like if you think about your life, like I don't care how down you are, like think about all the things that you have overcome.
Yeah.
If you think hard and long enough, you'll see that the pros outweigh the cons.
Come on. Come on, baby. Listen, this is why I like this guy. Like, he be a jerk a lot of the time, but yeah. When he ain't a jerk though, he be sometimes dropping like gems.
Yeah. Now tomorrow he'd be like, walk up in the club. Everybody.
Everybody. Okay, so what's got me in a good mood is, I don't think we've talked about it since the podcast, since the 2019 podcast.
But the cartel?
No, but we will talk about the cartel later. We're pregnant with our fourth.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, we pregnant. She's pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Yes.
We pregnant.
Our third pregnancy, fourth child. And this week I got to hear the baby's heartbeat for the very first time. And all three of my boys got to be with me. Sai got to hold the machine. Sai is our middle son. He's the older of the twins, 3 years old. He got to hold the little machine while the doctor looked for the baby's heart rate. And the baby allowed us to hear it very quickly. There was no like hunt or worry of like, oh God, where's the heartbeat? It was like, right there.
Here I am.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, yeah. Wah, 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 wah. I was like, oh my God, hey, how you doing? How you doing, baby? Yeah.
On that note, what? Segue, if y'all haven't seen the video on That Chick Angel TV,
yes.
YouTube video of the pregnancy announcement, it's not just her saying that she's pregnant.
It's
of course.
Whole epic
fiasco.
No, it's not. It's a visual album.
It's a fiasco.
Fiasco has a negative connotation.
Does it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Shenanigans now.
Yeah. I, since this was our last one, I wanted to do it a big, same way I'll be doing my pregnancy photos. But yeah, it was really fun to make. And I hope you all, if you haven't seen, what's so funny, I was telling Marcus, I was like, I posted this huge video. I posted it on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And like people on Instagram definitely responded, yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Like a couple of days later, I posted a picture of me after Sunday service, like holding my belly.
Right.
And people were like, oh my God, I didn't know you were pregnant. Did you not see that 10-minute visual album I created in the previous post? But
do you remember what you were going to say before that, before I did the segue into the.
My baby. The baby in my belly. I said that I think my baby's bougie and that's why I got car sick. It was just like, oh, wait a minute. Are we not in Lux Black? Oh, this is disgusting. I'll spew everything out of you.
The audacity of you.
Yes. Why would you do this to me, mother? So, yeah. Besides just having a healthy baby, just being able to hear the heartbeat, it was a very precious moment, especially a precious moment that I got to share with all of my children. So, that was great.
Cool.
So let's jump into the topic of the day. And we're going to kind of stay on the topic that we're on.
What's
which
that?
Is the expansion of our family. And I guess giving people a little more insight of why. Because he hasn't been in my, you can all watch my channel for pregnancy updates. There'll actually be one going up after this podcast on Thursday. He hasn't been in the pregnancy updates. So people haven't really heard your perspective. They know that you did not want a fourth.
Yeah.
You were vote. Your vote was no on Prop 4. Your vote was no on Prop 4. What changed or what brought you to, all right then, because that's really where he's at. All right then, what brought you to that?
The guilt trips you gave me. But I mean, once we decided to make it happen, it's like. And it was guilt trips. Like, I'm going to be 100 with y'all. Like, Angel is like, so you ain't going to get me no, you ain't not going to let me have no fourth baby. It's like, really? You going to throw it at me? Mm-hmm. All right. But now that she's pregnant, it's like instant love and gratitude and all that.
Really?
That's just what babies do. Yeah.
Okay. That's. I mean, listen.
You said, really? It's like I've been walking around like just giving you the stink eye. Like,
No. You definitely.
Dude, you trapped me again.
You've never been that type of vindictive dude to be like, I can't believe you yourself pregnant, especially since you are a willing participant every time we've gotten pregnant.
Hey, I still slam the hammer. You know what I'm saying? Slam the hammer. I just been feeling a little old lately. My knee been acting up, y'all. I was like, all right, I can still make some babies. I can tell you that. I don't need two knees to do that. I got this under control.
Tell them what Bishop said.
Oh yeah, so y'all know I've been cleaning up my eating and everything, and eating healthy. And you know, in Kentucky, that's a big deal. Like when I go home, everybody's like, "Oh, let's go here to eat. Let's go there." I'm like, oh, "I don't eat all that stuff, but I'll find something." You know, so my boy Bishop called me, and he's like, "Hey," he said, first I want to tell you congratulations, but I know what happened. He said it. See, your wife's pregnant again. That's what happens when you start eating clean. You get healthy swimmers. He said, your swimmers, you got a bunch of Michael Phelps down there. They swimming through. He said, meanwhile, Angel ain't caring. She living her best life, not caring about her diet. So her eggs is lazy. So y'all just created the perfect environment for your healthy swimmers to get to her lazy eggs. He was like, the sack around the eggs, all lazy and weak, just letting anybody in. So.
I care about. I was already eating cleaner than him at one point in time. Now he surpassed me, but
it ain't that I passed you. You just stopped.
No.
Saying, well,
I'm saying I had already removed things from my diet before even me.
Oh yeah. Yes. That.
And then you just, you know, took it to a whole other level. But I'll get there. But right now I'm just like, whatever this baby wants, this baby gets. That's how.
Yeah, y'all be saying it. It's like, nah, it's whatever you want.
No. Some of these urges I did not have prior to the baby.
Baby ain't craving for no velvet cake. That's you wanting that velvet cake.
No, it's the baby. I was tearing up some cucumbers today. So, yeah, no, but what I was saying is, when I said really, is that truly Marcus has been like, I'm good with the three. Like, I don't need four. And we've talked about it. He's a little detached this pregnancy. And so, like, it's hard to gauge. Like I said, I know he's not a jerk. He's not an ass in that way that he would ever make me feel terrible about.
Yeah,
us
like running. I even noticed this. She was like, you seem like you're a little detached from this prayer. I said, I do too. I think I feel a little detached. Not like distance between us, like mentally or physically. It's just like, I don't know. Can't put my finger on it.
I can't either. I wish I could. Because it's not like he's ignoring me.
It's nothing on purpose or.
Yeah, but it does feel like I'm pregnant and he's not. I guess it's the best way to put it. But really, it was the guilt trips. At no point in time did there wasn't a part of you that was just like, a fourth baby might be nice, but I just don't want one. Or were you at that place and then the guilt trips just knocked you all the way over?
No, I mean, I didn't like, I wasn't, if I was 100% against it, like it wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, like I said, baby's a baby. It's just, I even told you if we could start at like two
you would
or
be good.
Like one or two, I'm like, yeah, but it's like, you got the car seats and strollers and carrying this thing around the store, putting it in baskets, not the baby, but like the car seat.
putting this like, thing.
Yeah, putting that, carrying all that. You know, Angel goes above and beyond, so we got to take the pack and play everywhere we go.
Man.
It's like, nobody want to do all that. Like, just give me 1 year old. I'm like, yeah, this is cool right here.
I just can't believe
I can take a
that
diaper,
you don't
throw it
like,
in my back pocket.
I can't believe you don't like the baby phase. The twins, there was the twins and little Marcus, there was like, once they hit 7, 8 months,
that's
they
almost
were,
a year. When they get chubby and start moving around and doing ignorant stuff, yeah, that's what I'm all about.
You all about that
infant? No, I don't need no infants.
Infant. And so with the trauma of the giving birth of the trauma after giving birth of the twins,
and I'm a little PTSD that, after that on that too.
Yes, yeah. I know has a big deal. I mean, the fact of the matter is, truth be told, I have PTSD from that experience, and that's why I've been hunting for hospitals, trying to see if I'm going to deliver at the same place, figuring out if we're going to have a doula, because just the
pregnancy. The birthing phase has always, I mean, I don't know how most people feel, always made me a little nervous and on edge. But just with the twins, it was just like, all right, it could definitely get worse. But
right.
Can this get any worse? Like, that, it was that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, that just kind of rubbed me the absolute wrong way. I was like, why you want to do this again?
Right, right. And it's not that I am not empathetic. I mean, I can only imagine how you felt watching it. And obviously, I definitely remember how I felt living through it.
Yeah. You want to give them a quick breakdown? Because people are going to be like, what happened?
So after the twins, per se, the delivery was fine. Pushed both of them out. It was about 40 minutes between the two.
Yeah. First one fell out.
Yeah, like, he's so small.
Yeah, Si was just like.
He's like, I'm ready.
Yeah, we don't even think he was in there all the way. Like, doctor was like, oh, here we go.
Here he is. Got Kai out and then when they pushed me back into my room that I would have given labor in had I not been giving birth to twins.
Yeah. As a precaution, they took her to the OR.
To have the babies vaginally. I started nursing Kai, and I noticed that my stomach, my uterus, at first it was like down towards my uterus was cramping really bad. And I was like, oh, I heard that it cramps. In my head, I was thinking, oh, they say, like, as you've had more kids, that cramping portion gets more and more difficult. Well, it turned from more and more difficult to more painful than any contraction I'd ever had. And we're trying to get the nurse to help. I'm, like, asking for pain medication. Like, I had not been in that much pain the entire time. I did not know what was happening. My mother looked under the sheet, and she noticed that I was bleeding a lot. And it was still, like, the nurses were, like, playing us to the left. Like, she's all right. I called the doctor. We trying to get medicine. And my mother was like, no, she is bleeding a lot. They were like, you know, some blood is normal. My mother's like, nah, this ain't normal. And then finally the nurse decided to not be a lazy piece of crap and come and check on me.
It was neglect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had bled out a lot. And then the whole nursing staff came in there with a crash cart. The head nurse was trying to get me to turn over. Marcus was trying to get me to turn over. I remember that, but he came to me with the saw. You have never spoken to me that nice ever before in your life as you did that moment.
Because my next phase was going to like knock you out.
He was like, come on, baby, just turn over. And I was like, I cannot. I was white knuckling the side of the hospital bed. And so the charging nurse just manually, she just pushed my body over and pushed me and my uterus in. Two large hematomas the size of the actual twins I gave birth to came out of my uterus. And the pressure was relieved right then. However, what I was going through was because my uterus was so distended from having twins, it is important to have the hospital staff to massage my uterus to help it to contract. If not, I could have possibly bled out and died. So just having something that is something that the people who work at the hospital staff should be knowledgeable about.
Right.
Happen in such a like traumatic way it just makes you like, well, who the hell can you trust? Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not asking people to go above and beyond their job. I'm not asking my massage my feet. It's keep me alive so I can raise these kids that I just gave birth to. Like, don't have them lose their mama and they just got here. So
and then on top of it, like, I was on edge. We were all on edge because literally the day before we both lost our best friend suddenly.
Yeah.
Like the day before. So when this started happening, I was just like, all right, ain't nobody walking up out this hospital room. Like, everybody
is going
that's
down.
Not related to me is dead. Like, simple as that. We might get kicked out of all hospitals just for me saying that, but that's where I was. Like, you, and you. And if the doctor come back in here,
he is too. Yeah.
Cops, everybody's going down. Like,
everybody's dying today.
That's where I was. And it was just horrible. And what's crazy is one of my coworkers went through the same identical thing like a couple weeks ago with his wife.
Yeah, it's
he told me about it. I was like, happened to Angel. Like, it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
So me being aware of that was a lot for him to go through. Definitely, I wanted to get a solid yes from him. And his yes came in the form of when I got my IUD taken out. I gave him fair warning. I said, yo, come July, I will not have any form of birth control in my body. So you have a choice. You can go ahead. He had a couple of choices. One, get that vasectomy that you so proudly proclaimed that you want to get in our twin announcement video.
Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, you said it. Yeah. I can get snipped now.
That's what I said.
That was back in 2014.
You know, ignorance is bliss.
Two, we can start using condoms.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Or three.
I ain't using when I should have. She know.
You're terrible. You're terrible. Or, you know, we going to be chancing having another baby. And
well, we just going to be chancing.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It wasn't like, all right, let's do this baby. You know, you're going to see what happens.
Nah, he wasn't just we going to see what happens. I had a whole fertility app, and he was really like, and like theories of how to make a girl. He was really trying to like abide by like the theories that I
y'all should have.
Oh my God. y'all should have what?
That y'all should have seen us going through these methods. And I was full on board. I'm like, all right.
So
I ain't holding out too much longer. You know, we got time periods. Like, so now it's time. Yeah, dang. So yeah, do this, do that. Don't do this.
I was like, yeah. So they say deep penetration will cause you to have a boy.
That's my trademark. So now I can't drive my point home where I usually do because she's trying to have a girl.
Oh, Jesus. Eventually, because I was like, I got to throw all this out the water. We just have to get pregnant.
I'm like, just let me do me. I know how to make kids. That's what my family does, whether they're supposed to or not. You know, I got uncles. They got kids all over the place. Same age.
This is why he can't cheat on me, because that hoe going to turn up pregnant and then everybody going to be dead. So no, he definitely, once he gave in to option C, which was A, then we possibly gonna be having a baby, he completely bought into,
yeah,
we're gonna be having a baby. There was no like, hey, maybe we should back up out of this, because again, he never made an appointment.
Her only is like, well, you need to make your appointment.
Yeah. I almost bled out. I feel like I should not have to do anything else when it comes to family planning other than carry the baby.
Don't try to use that.
Why not?
Don't be all 2018 on us. Don't be out in 2018. We left there last year.
No. That's real. And I still would like for him to get a vasectomy. I don't want to go back on birth control. Like, it's all these hormones.
Girl, you too old. We ain't got to worry about getting pregnant.
That's what you say. And then we get pregnant again, it'll be triplets.
Three weeks later.
Believe you guys, I feel like every time we've had kids, we've had a scare of, well, at least I have been afraid going in for my 6-week appointment. We've never made it to the 6 weeks.
Like, who makes it 6 weeks, though?
Several people make it 3 months.
They don't be making it 3 months.
Yes, they do.
Their relationships don't last.
Luckily, my vaginal deliveries have not caused a lot of trauma to my vaginal areas. For some women, it has caused a lot of trauma. Oh, yeah. And there's no way that they're giving up the nookie. They're just like, no.
I'm talking about just normal circumstances.
Well, I feel like we're abnormal because I have never tore. So my stuff, you know. For me, I'm like, I'm cool. And he's over there all excited about big full boobs full of milk.
Yeah.
So every time we've gone, I've been like, oh, my God. Am I pregnant? Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So, yeah, you're going to have to get snipped.
I already said it.
You said that back in 2014.
That's
but
different. I didn't have three kids.
So 2019.
That'd yeah.
Be the, okay.
I think.
See?
See, I think
decisions. So we'll answer a question and then I'll do a comment of the day and we'll go ahead and end it so you can get into bed. What is the thing that you are looking forward to with your family now being, we're about to be a family of six. Is there something that you're looking forward to with this new baby's arrival in July?
I don't know the fun of it all. It's like, you know, big families are fun. Mm-hmm. I can't really think, like, it's just fun. Like, you have that camaraderie, you have that group setting.
Yeah.
Everybody got their own personalities. Like, they already, these fools we have now in the house are already hilarious.
They are. They truly are.
I had to walk out the room. They was in so much trouble last night, and I could not, I was trying to hold my laugh back. And I had to walk out the room because I broke. I started laughing because I caught them in mid-act, and it was just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, even when they in trouble, it's hilarious. But anyway, yeah, just having that, I'm kind of looking forward to buying a new truck.
Yeah, get a new car.
Yeah, well, she does. I'm keeping mine.
Yes.
That's just my thing. I like researching and going in and making the salesman feel stupid. It's just what I do. If any salesmen are listening or watching, no offense, but you know your job to get the best deal, and it's my job to get the best deal,
right?
So yeah, I've been researching that whole thing. What else?
I think,
and it's a baby. I mean, like I said, once it started to calloused up and get a little hard, you know, it'll be all right. But you know, that loose neck syndrome, and you know, the loose neck thing,
I don't even understand,
swaddling and all that, it's like, no.
I love it. I love the thought of just having a new little baby and the dynamic that'll change. The twins have become two of the sweetest kids to me. Every single day, like, can I please feel the baby? And then he puts his hand on my tummy. Then he puts his ear up to my tummy to listen. He'll be like, I remember Kai did it once. He said, the baby's walking around. I said, oh, is it? He said, yeah, yeah, it's walking around. Obviously, there will be a lot of excitement behind the fact if this is a little girl. I mean, I'd be happy if it was a boy, too, because I feel like the Lord is really telling me something about what he feels like I can do in my life for these boys. But if it's a girl, like,
I always seen that as like fierce.
Yeah, no, like, I do too.
My granny had 8 boys.
That's a lot of goddamn boys. That's a lot of boys. But yeah, I would definitely feel some type of
Actually, both grannies had 8 boys.
Jesus.
8, or I think daddy's mom may have 9. Something like that.
That's a lot of goddamn gone boys. But if it was a little girl, just to be able to see him with a girl would just.
Yeah. See, that's the other thing. If it's a girl, like, she gonna be so worthless by the time she's 20 years old. Like, ain't nobody gonna. She. That's my fear. It's like, I love little girls. Like, all our friends, all my little cousins that have like baby girls. I don't know what it is. Me, my dad, my brother, we all love little girls.
Love little girls. Yes.
I couldn't, like, my own little girls. Like, she's like, and I know that. Like, yeah, she ain't shit. I'm sorry. She ain't worth nothing. We know it. It's my fault.
He's gonna spoil her to death. I mean, I'm.
And it's not a good thing. Like, not in a good way. Like, I know that.
I mean, I'm gonna keep her grounded so that
you're gonna have to.
I know. I don't mind being that person.
Because I can tell it might get to the point to where I will stop liking her.
And it'll be your fault.
Yeah, it'll be my fault. Be like, it's your fault. I'm like, it's, yeah. Well, you know that, so fix yourself.
I look forward to seeing a little girl of his own being loved by him like that. I just think it would be beautiful to bring a daughter, to be able to bring a little girl into this world that would get the love that she would get from him. I just feel like it's just one of the dopest things I could do. And then to be raised by me, to be just a go-getter and to be fearless in a lot of ways and to be bold.
Then on top of it, everybody's like, man, if you have a girl, you're going to have to get guns. I got guns when I got the boys. So, like, what's going to happen?
Nothing different. Nothing different. No more guns.
Angel don't understand.
I do understand. I'm a girl. Listen, shoot. Okay, so anyways, if y'all have any questions for us, y'all can leave it in the comments of either SoundCloud, or you can tweet me, or you can also leave it in the comments of this video. We're going to go to the comment of the week or the episode. This was given by Alexis Ariel. She says, I've been binge watching your videos since I found your page from Kev on Stage, and I just want to say I love your videos. Your personality is so beautiful. Keep giving. I hope to see that. I hope you see this. By the way, I love your theme song. I sing it so much. The kids, I sing the melody in, but with their own words. Yes, come on, give me the remix. Thank you, Alexis. I hope you subscribe.
Appreciate that, Alexis.
Thank you for being a new part of the family. We really appreciate it. You guys, I'm so glad we did this. This will be up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We will have another podcast 2 Wednesdays from now. And you can check out, if you're on my channel, you can check out the pregnancy update. That will be up this Thursday. And we might even have an actual vlog for you all on Friday. All right, guys.
I got back footage.
That's the vlog that's got to go up.
Oh, okay.
I just have to shoot your B-roll or BTS of it. All right, guys. Y'all be blessed.
One. Absolutely.
Bye.